AccuWeather forecast says it'll be mainly cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms into this evening. We'll have a high today of about 86. A proposal in Sturton for a disc golf course at the Hiawatha Ponds area did not get the endorsement of the village board last night at the continual committee meeting, but it wasn't rejected either. Nathan Strand, first pitching that idea to the board several weeks ago, said that volunteers would build it, but he's asking the village to foot the bill for the materials, about $12,000. Strand said the plan for the course would allow for 18 holes of play in the space for only about 9 holes.
Each hole has 2 squares, and those would be tee pads. And then the dot at the end of the line would be the basket location. And that way you could, on a 9-hole course with the alternate tee pads, you can have an 18-hole course play in the smaller area on the 9-hole setup.
Trustee Jamie Hoffman, though, said it's the cost of the course that concerns him.
We've had a lot of work going on in different parks that we have not finished. So for me to say, let's start another project that we have to pay for when we haven't finished our other projects at our other parks, doesn't seem adequate to me.
Village President Steve Jansen noted that there are fewer than a dozen parking spaces available in that area, which he saw as an issue. The Racine Ironman 70.3 Triathlon is this Sunday morning from North Beach, a 1.2-mile swim in Lake Michigan, a 56-mile bike ride, and then a 13.1-mile run. Real Racine's Paul Holly on WRJN this morning mentioning something new this year, a spirit station to help support the triathletes.
Down on the south end of North Beach Park, we will be set up with a booth and we're going to be giving away Real Racine pom-poms, thunder sticks. You can make your own go encouragement sign, and we'll be opening that up right away on Sunday morning. So we hope to see everybody down there making lots of noise and just contributing a lot of spirit to those athletes.
Sunday's Ironman Triathlon expected to bring almost 2,500 athletes to the competition on the lakefront. There's more on the event website, www.ironmanracine.com. South Shore firefighters dispatched about a quarter after 5 this morning. A house possibly on fire along Sunnyside Avenue near the corner of North Ohio Street in Mount Pleasant, called in by a passerby. Even heading into that site, the battalion chief mentioned that this might have been the training location for yesterday's controlled burn as part of the Wilkham Brothers development at Green Bay Road and Spring Street. It was, with a few remnants of smoke and flame reported in the rubble. About 40 We Energy's customers lost power yesterday afternoon. Perfect time for the air conditioning to go out. Happened on the north side, an incident with a downed power line onto a garage. But it also damaged a home for the same address at 3415 Erie Street. Another 170 customers, though, had to be taken out of service, but allow the repair crews to go in and safely fix the problem. Kenosha's Dennis Brander gets a prison term of 6 years, 7 months in Fond du Lac County Court. Concealed prescription drugs in his boot when he was taken into custody last year for the cold case murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck. The latter charge, of course, leading to a recent mistrial. A retrial on that case could be coming in September based on a hearing. Meanwhile, the 62-year-old Brander's lengthy criminal history factoring into the judge's decision on the drug allegations. Fourth time in less than 2 weeks, another vehicle theft scenario early this morning in Mount Pleasant. Police on patrol coming across 2 vehicles at a high rate of speed, heading west on Highway 20, approaching Commerce Drive. A Mount Pleasant unit pulled out, went behind the vehicles, tried to stop them, reporting no plates on the vehicles, but instead a blue-white dealer-type plate on the back ends. The vehicles then fled toward the interstate, eventually going onto the I and heading north at speeds near 115 miles per hour at one point. Due to the high rate of speed, reckless nature of the maneuvers through traffic, and with public safety in mind, pursuit by Mount Pleasant, sheriff's deputies, and the state patrol, it was terminated at the Milwaukee County line. Then officers went checking the various dealerships on 20. It was discovered the 2 cars had come from the Racine Hyundai dealership in the village of Sturtevant. Substantial damage done to a door for that business. The Wisconsin Council on Children and Families asking state officials to make it a little easier for kids to get health insurance. After changes a couple of years ago knocked nearly 15,000 out of the state's Badger Care program. The group's research director is John Peacock.
We're calling on the state to do a better job of coordinating the enrollment systems for different programs to more seamlessly enroll and renew coverage for kids.
The council's report showed Wisconsin slipped from the 6th lowest percentage of uninsured children back in 2008 to the 16th lowest in 2014. The Asian ape exhibit never happened at the Racine Zoo, so the $200,000 grant in 2013 from Racine County toward the effort is now being redirected toward the zoo's new capital improvement plan. Supervisor Q.A. Shakur, who chairs the Finance Committee, noted some of that money's already been utilized in a number of small projects.
There are 15 capital improvement needs, plus an additional 14 at the zoo for a total of 29. The total spend to date is $20,674. And the remaining fund from the county is $179,326. And they had an Exhibit A presented at the Finance Committee. It was a nice list, detailed, explaining exactly what they want to do.
Some of the CIP needs at the zoo include rotted heating pipes in the main building's basement, two collapsed storm sewer lines, electrical work, and more perimeter security cameras. And another change at the leaderboard for Racine's Salmonorama Fishing Contest. Oostburg resident Josh Stecker landing a 28.04-pound Chinook salmon near Sheboygan. Requests for a proposal will be going out later this month for the operation of a shared employee health clinic that would serve the employees of the city of Racine, the county of Racine, and the Unified School District. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The city and county have operated a joint employee health clinic at Wheaton Franciscan Hospital for the last 10 years. But modernization in healthcare and best business practices led to the decision to solicit new proposals for the clinic. And early in the process, the school district was asked if they wanted to join. RUSD has operated a clinic across the hall from the city county clinic at the hospital. If the process goes according to plan, the shared clinic will open next year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
It may not please the transgender community, but a proposed Kenosha Unified policy on student bathroom use has been recommended for approval by a school board committee, not allowing or disallowing transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice, but instead requiring a meeting with a counselor. The policy could codify current practice, but board member Gary Kunitz says he's not comfortable with it.
I understand that we're doing it because the law is in flux and it can change, but I have concerns with that right now, and I'm troubled by that. And I mean, I've stated that in the past, and I think it's too ambiguous.
While the issue of transgender bathroom use is still in play, the federal government's Office of Civil Rights put out a strongly worded recommendation recently suggesting that school districts allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice, putting even greater pressure on school boards. The Mount Pleasant Village Board will have a special meeting at 6:30 tonight at the Village Hall to first talk about the compensation for Police Chief Tim Zarzecki as the interim administrator, and then comes a discussion about assessments. The compensation issue will be a closed session, as allowed by law, to be followed then by an open session to consider any motions made behind closed doors. The assessment issue, that is the offshoot of the Highway V water sewer project. The agenda says it'll be a discussion about creating a policy for regular assessments as well as special assessments. Some campaign signs for Paul Nehlen, who's running in the 1st Congressional District primary against House Speaker Paul Ryan, showed up recently in Kenosha Parks and in city right-of-ways, which is illegal, but campaign spokesman Eric Odom says they didn't put them in those locations. It is possible, though, others did so without knowing the rules. Signs could be removed by the city or the county as a violation of the ordinance. Some political experts say that happens just to get them out of the public eye. Odom points out they do check on where the signs can or cannot go, and while they pass that along to those who were given signs to put on display, he says it's possible that non-campaign volunteers mistakenly put them in illegal locations. The proposed platform for the Republican Party includes language that would support building a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus telling Fox News it really shouldn't come as any great surprise.
The idea of a border fence has been in our platform for many, many years, and just changing the word from fence to wall is what they did. And maybe it was a little hat tip to Donald Trump on that issue, and that's fine. It's something that the party's had in the platform for a long time.
The Republican Platform Committee actually finished the draft of that platform yesterday. It'll be voted on at next week's convention in Cleveland. Just one company answering Kenosha's call for bids to replace the deteriorating surface at the Dream Playground. A company in Brookfield submitting a bid of just over $487,000. Putting in a longer-lasting surface would boost the total to $589,000. While expressing disappointment that just one bid was received, Mayor John Antaramian indicated that the offer does appear to be feasible, realistic, and that the city is now in the process of reworking its budget to cover the unanticipated expense. The matter expected to go to the City Council before the end of the month. and DNR representatives will be at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall Thursday evening to help residents along the Lake Michigan shoreline who need urgent bluff stabilization projects. These representatives will be available from 5 till 7 p.m., but it's only for property owners with urgent requests. You have to make an appointment. Call the Village Hall, 262-664-7820. The Racine Interfaith Coalition will have a prayer vigil at 6 o'clock this evening at Monument Square to remember the police officers slain in Dallas. The community is invited to that vigil. It will also include a call to end the pervasive violence all around the country. Rick holds these prayer vigils to remember mainly the victims of local violent deaths, but every once in a while also instances with national attention. With the reluctant blessing of the Sturtevant Village Board, Trustee Chris Wright will be contacting the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance about the cost of a study to determine the feasibility of the village breaking away from Racine Unified. It was talked about in the past, but with Mount Pleasant and Caledonia possibly joining, Mount Pleasant failed to approve its share of funding. Last night, Wright noted Sturtevant voters narrowly approved a referendum. Village Chair Steve Jansen said it's a waste of time and said the village really ought to continue just pressuring Unified for the changes that it wants.
And we done some of that here lately, but we kind of lost that mojo too, and I think it's, we need to, you know, because they keep telling us no, no, no. Well, we need to keep telling them that, you know, we want that K-8 at Schulte. Mm-hmm. We want that continuity within the community to help build a stronger village. You know, we don't want kids from one side of town going to Mitchell and the other side of town going to Starbuck.
Trustee Mark Villalpando said he didn't need a study to know that creating a separate school district would be, in his words, crazy expensive. Sturtevant did set aside $15,000 in the budget this year for its share of a joint study. Off-price retailer Ross Dress for Less planning to open two new Southeast Wisconsin stores Saturday, one on the west side of Racine's Regency Mall, the other in Brown Deer. The California-based company moved into Wisconsin's market for the first time last fall and says it's going to give away $1,000 in-store gift cards to celebrate the opening of each store. $2,500 will be donated to the Brown Deer Boys and Girls Club, $2,500 to the Racine Public Library Foundation. And the Milwaukee Public Museum is hosting what's being called an adult sleepover later in the year. The night at the museum, September the 23rd and 24th, to feature tours, films, and curator chats. Officials point out the adult in this promotion simply means no kids. You can register online. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.